Hey there, dreamers and doers. Welcome back to another episode of the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, where we are on a journey to make big dreams happen, right? Well, today we're diving into the nitty-gritty of turning those wild, audacious goals into actionable plans. You know, the goals that make your heart race with excitement and maybe a touch of fear. Yeah, those are the ones we're tackling head-on. But don't worry, we're not here to overwhelm you with complicated strategies or unattainable dreams. No, today I'm breaking it down into simple practical steps that anyone can follow. So grab your favorite beverage and let's dive in. Hey friends, March is my birthday month and I want to focus on an attitude of gratitude this month. I'm turning 50 and I have so much to be grateful for and I want to revive my daily journaling around gratitude. I've actually developed a 7-day gratitude journal that is free. If you go to my website, you can join me in this practice of gratitude. Go to gracefilledleader.com and there's a little link that says freebies at the top. Click on there and scroll down and you will see a printable 7-day gratitude journal with scriptural prompts and questions that will help you as you develop this habit of gratitude. So grab your free copy today. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. All right, let's kick things off with the fun part, defining your vision. Picture this. You are living your dream life. What does it look like? Maybe you're running your own business or traveling the world or living in your dream home. Close your eyes and really picture it. But here's the kicker. Why does this vision matter to you? What is driving you to want that picture of life and to make it happen? Maybe it's the freedom to spend more time with your family or the thrill of chasing your passions, or the desire to make a positive impact in the world. Whatever it is, hold on to that motivation tightly. It is what's going to keep you going when things get really tough. Okay, so now that we've got our heads in the clouds dreaming big, let's bring it down to earth a bit with some specific objectives. Think of these as mini goals that help you get to your big, audacious goal. I'm going to take a minute to just reference something. I reference it as big audacious goals today, bag. But if you've ever listened to Jordan Rayner, he references BHAGs or big, hairy, audacious goals. So that's another fun way to think about it. But anyway, here is the trick. We have got to be smart about our goal setting. And SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So when you're setting goals, it's important to set SMART goals that are specific, measurable, achievable or attainable, relevant, and time-bound, meaning they have a deadline. For example, if your big goal is to start your own business, your objectives might include things like creating a business plan or building a website and getting your first paying customer. These are the milestones that will get you closer to living that dream life. But even those need to be broken down even further. So now, it comes time to roll up your sleeves and get really down into the nitty-gritty and detail of project work. Projects are the actionable steps that will turn your objectives into reality. So backing up, we have the big audacious goal or vision of our lives. We have the objectives or the smaller goals that will get us to that big goal. And then we have to break those objectives down into projects. And if you've heard me talk about projects before, projects are still multi-step tasks. But don't worry, we're not talking about climbing Mount Everest here. Think of projects more like a series of manageable hikes. So let's say one of your objectives is to launch your own podcast, like me. Your projects leading to the goal of launching your own podcast might include things like brainstorming episode ideas, recording your first few episodes, and setting up your podcast host. These are the bite-sized chunks that will make your big goal feel less daunting and more doable. So now, breaking down projects, we have to actually take the projects and break them down into actionable tasks. These are the tiny steps that will take you from dreaming to doing. But remember, we're keeping it simple here. Think baby steps, not giant leaps. For example, if one of your projects is to launch your own website, remember with the big audacious goal of having your own business, one of the objectives or projects is to launch a website. Your tasks might include things like choosing a domain name, designing your website layout, and writing your about page. These are the little wins, and I would argue that even those should be broken down into smaller bite-sized action steps. But these are the little wins that will add up to big results. And now that you've got your tasks laid out, it's time to put them on the calendar. So creating a timeline is key to staying on track and making progress toward your goals. But here's the thing. Life happens and plans change. So don't stress about sticking to the schedule like glue. You have to allow yourself some white space and some flexibility to adjust. So first you want to start by prioritizing your tasks based on what's most important and most urgent. Remember our time matrix that we've talked about with the four quadrants and that upper left quadrant being important and urgent. You have to think about what are the things that'll move the needle most and have to happen first. Maybe it's launching your product or reaching out to potential clients. Whatever it is, make sure to give those tasks the attention they deserve. And as you start working on your tasks and your projects, it's important to keep an eye on your progress. But here's the secret. Progress isn't always linear, and setbacks are just part of the course. They're just part of the process. So don't get discouraged when things don't go according to the plan. Just be prayerful, take a breath, step back, and just keep showing up. Keep being consistent. Use setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow. Take a step back, reassess your plan, and make any necessary adjustments. Maybe you need to pivot your strategy or ask for help. Whatever it is, stay flexible and just keep moving forward. one small baby step at a time. And then last but not least, when it comes to achieving your goals, don't forget to celebrate your wins along the way. Every milestone, big or small, is worth celebrating. So whether it's landing your first client or hitting a revenue milestone, and I would say even smaller than that, for example, starting a podcast, just launching your first episode and getting someone to listen is something worth celebrating. But either way, take a moment to just pat yourself on the back, be grateful, be in prayer, and show gratitude to the Lord to being faithful in helping you to move forward. And just acknowledge how far you've come. I really struggle with this. I tend to get caught up in the comparison syndrome where I compare myself to others and, oh, I don't have as many downloads or I don't have as many clients as someone else. But when I look back at to where I was a year ago, gosh, I have come a long way. I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. And I have made progress. So that helps me be fueled to keep taking one more step, to keep showing up, to being consistent. So let's review one more time. When it comes to big audacious or big hairy audacious goals, first, you need to get a picture of what it looks like so that you have that motivation in your mind so that you can always draw on that vision of what you want life to look like. That will encourage you and motivate you to keep stepping forward. You need to take that big audacious goal, that big hairy audacious goal, and you need to break it down. Break it down into objectives or the pieces that will be necessary to get you to that goal. Then you need to take each of those objectives and you need to break that down into smaller projects that will get you to each of those objectives. Then you need to take those projects and you need to break them down into every single tiny step that it will take to complete the project. And then you just take one step at a time. You take one actionable step. You do that step and then you move on to the next one. Those little building blocks, one step at a time, if you're consistent and you show up and you actually pay attention to what you need to learn along the way, they will come together and cumulatively bring you to your big audacious goal. Okay? So that brings us to the end of today's episode where we're talking about really achieving that vision for your life or those big audacious goals. But before I wrap things up, I want to leave you with some actionable steps to get started on identifying and breaking down your big audacious goal. So grab a pen and paper and take some time to reflect on your vision. What is your actual big audacious goal? It's probably the thing that you don't even dare tell anybody about because it seems way out of reach. Picture it, envision it, and think about and write down, why does it matter to you? Once you have a clear vision in your mind, break that down into specific objectives, and then projects, and then tasks. Then create a timeline, prioritizing those little tasks or actions, and get to work one baby step at a time. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Reach out to friends, family, or mentors or a coach for support and for guidance. Together, you can turn your dreams into reality. And until next time, my friends, keep dreaming big and taking bold action. And I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.